Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So, my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game.
All right, it is a Thursday morning. It's just after 6 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. If you're a guy and you're sitting in your car and you haven't bothered to pay one whit of attention to the calendar, do you know what today is? Okay.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Because there's a dude in his car going, oh, no, I meant to do that before I left the house.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there that are single. Because if you're with someone, then you're probably going to get a Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there. And I hope that your Valentine's Day is as special as you want it to be.
Yeah, because, you know, I I'm that guy. I'm talking to the guys out there about if you're the guy that's, you know, waking up this morning and going, ah, because I've got to remember that my wife, God love her, and happy Valentine's Day, honey, is that she always, when I get up in the morning, Hugh,
mm-hmm.
I get up and there's a big card and there's a note and there, you know, she even bought me a box of chocolates for some reason as if I need it, but... You know, and I thought, I should have had that stuff ready in my car so that I could have put it there so that when she wakes up, you know, she would have the card and the flowers.
That'd have been nice of you.
I know.
That would have been nice of you, but you didn't. But I mean, you know what? The good thing about somebody you've been with for a while is that they know you, so it's not like it's a huge disappointment if you don't do it. So I'm pretty sure she know you well enough to know that that's not who you are. So it's one of those things where it's not that. It's not as bad as it feels like it is to you.
Except that now I have to spend 10 minutes making, you know, like cutting out one of those hearts, you know, out of you take a piece of typing paper, fold it over. You ever do this thing, you know, where you cut
you
the
do
heart
a half
out,
heart?
You
know? Haven't done that in a while, John, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Where you fold a piece of paper and you cut around it and you cut the heart. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then write, I love you on it, you know, so there's something.
That's creative, though. I tell you what.
Bruh.
Those things.
What do you mean, bruh? What's
your
role?
You're too old to be doing that. You better not be out here cutting cards out of pantyhose paper.
See, that's where I think you're wrong, is because I think that those acts like that mean more than anything that you could ever buy anybody. I mean, that's just me. Because that's because you took out your time and your day to make something for somebody instead of picking it out.
You're not making something from Hobby Lobby. You went to the pantyhose paper.
No, he
that was
did
typing
he say,
paper.
He said the typing paper.
No, bro. That's already in the house. No. Come on, y'all. Let's be creative as men. Let's do better.
That's not being creative. That cutting out a candy
No,
heart.
You know what that says to me? That you didn't do anything else, and now I need to do something.
See, Daryl, that's the reason why I think Valentine's Day is messed up. Is because it feels like what you're saying is there's a monetary value put on Valentine's Day.
No, you can go to Hobby Lobby like the young Dylan.
Okay.
Dylan said he made his lady some bracelets with some sayings on them. Let her know I love
you. Okay, go to Hobby Lobby and get a piece of paper instead of you're still cutting out the piece of paper. See, I think you're missing. I think we're talking about the same thing. You're just missing what I'm saying. I mean, the fact
Do
that
Do not
he,
go to your printer and go get a piece of paper and cut around it or get the pantyhose paper that you just had. Bro, come on, man.
What's wrong?
some effort into it,
well,
buddy.
See, wait a second. These two are talking, and they don't have anybody this morning, right? I mean, they will, but they don't right now. You and I do.
We don't have anybody this morning. We will. We don't have one right now.
We don't know what we got, Darren. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying.
You'll be married again.
I'm
Arthur,
not being married again.
Did you leave a note and a card this morning when you left? No.
I keeps my business private, John.
It's a radio
that means
show.
No. That means no, he didn't do it.
Yeah, AT just sat there and shook his head like, no, we about to do this on there.
You got 24 hours in a day.
No, that's kind of how I look at it. If I did, I would probably do that. But I think it's more, it means more to, I think so, when it's more of affirmation instead of like the material part about it. That's my biggest issue, because you have some out there, whether they know they do it or not, that it's like the worst thing you could do on Valentine's Day, I think, as a woman, is somebody gets you something and you say, is that it? Or is that all? Or something like that.
Or they give you the, oh.
Oh, yeah. That to me is the absolute
and then there's the
worst thing
before,
you could do. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Or that, oh. You know what I mean? Right. Or that, oh.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it should be like that. Well, I don't think it should be like that.
And you know, and tonight will be either Johnny's or Ippolito's. She likes Johnny's. She likes Ippolito's. She can't pick between the two. I said, it doesn't matter to me. You go to Ippolito's, you go to Johnny's. Those are her two go-tos.
Pizza place.
Yeah, pizza place. She's a big pizza fan, and we rarely actually have pizza, only about three or four times a year, only because I don't really, as you know, I think pizza's only okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we go to pizza, because you know me, because like, You learned a lot about me in that meeting when we had the pizza and I grabbed the salad, right?
Yeah, you went straight for the salad.
Well, that's what I'll do tonight. I mean, we'll go to either Johnny's or Ippolito's and I'll order a salad and I'll have a slice of pizza and we'll take the rest home, because I'm just not a huge pizza guy. It's not that again, pizza, but I can't believe you haven't had the right kind of pizza. I've eaten pizza everywhere. I lived part of my life in New York. I mean, I know a little bit about pizza.
And I also think that do what's best for you on Valentine's Day. That's the advice that I give you. Do what works for you and your significant other, and everything should be fine. It's just those new relationships that I feel like, you know, some pressure on them. What?
Why would somebody take any advice from you?
Because I'm Steve Harvey giving out advice.
He's
talking.
Not right either.
He's still
doing
it.
You're not giving any AT. You got any advice, AT?
No, I don't give people
okay,
advice.
Well, then somebody's got to.
Well, he does kind of have a point there, H.C.
But we've listened enough from the caveman over there.
Listen, if you're not going to offer any advice, then it's up to Dr. Hugh.
You do you.
Yeah, do what's best for you.
He is Dr. Hugh. He plays a doctor on radio.
I don't know if you want to go to that practice.
Steve Harvey out there giving out relationship advice. He's been divorced.
I don't listen to him
twice.
Either.
Somebody listen to you. You need to listen to me, because then you listen to me, then you know what not to do. You know what not to do.
Well, now that you mention it that way.
Yeah.
I only offer one piece of advice in relationships. Marry your best friend. Anybody who says, oh, you know, that ruins the friendship, I'm telling you, no, that's exactly who you marry. I had to learn that the hard way, okay? You marry your best friend, okay?
Because that's so that means you got it wrong the first time.
I did get it wrong the first
time.
So
you didn't do what you didn't take your own advice the first time.
I didn't learn it until after the first time.
Yeah.
I went,
you're
oh.
such a contrarian.
You know, I got a little ways in, and I said, yeah, you kind of died. Because I always thought, you know, I found out that, you know, love is easy, like is hard.
I hear you, and I understand what you're saying with like that. I hear you. I definitely understand that. But I think that, you know, you need to be with somebody who doesn't heap their friends' expectations onto you.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. Because a lot of times, women, I feel, I'm not saying all women, because I know some women in the car probably going to, you know, if they see me, they'll probably try to punch me in the face or something. But I think that some women, their friends heap expectations onto somebody's guy because of what their guy is doing. And that might not be the type of man that you're dating. Because there's a guy out there right now that's feeling like this is the worst feeling in the world for a guy, is to feel like whatever you decide to get your lady is not good enough. I mean, whether they mention, they say it or not, that's the worst feeling in the world. is to go out of your way or be in a position where you take your time out to get somebody something. You're proud of the gift that you give them, and then all of a sudden they give you that, oh. Like, as a guy, you're not going to say nothing.
How many – I've never had that happen before, so, like, I'm hearing both of you guys say that. That's kind of, like, wow.
No, Daryl, because you're probably over the top with your – like, you
– I do go over the top.
You strike me as the type of person that you go over the top in – Not saying that you do it for everybody, but yeah. Like every you're kind of the type of person that goes over the top in most of your relationships.
That's true, and that's why I hurt when I don't. You know, if I break up with him, I go over the top.
No, I'm not about to do all that.
Yeah, I know, and it is Valentine's Day, and of course we will be celebrating, I guess, in our own ways.
Why you make that face, though?
Well, celebrating. celebrating. I always say this about Valentine's Day. If you have to have a day that's made up, a made-up holiday that has to tell you that you love your wife or your husband.
I'm with you on that.
Man, you got a problem. I'm just telling you.
I ain't show you in other ways.
Yeah, I mean.
Like my dad said, I show you every day when I pay these bills.
Right, exactly.
That I love you. You got gas in your car? I love you. Am I lying?
No.
I am not. Listen, I know I'm old school, but I ain't the only cat that feel that way.
Food in the fridge.
I love you. That's my I love you. You eating, ain't you? Insurance, you got you got insurance. Your car no pay. I love you.
Well, I mean, because here's the truth of that, is the opposite is you're not eating, you don't have a roof over your head, and you're paying your own insurance that you can't afford, okay?
Bottom line.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, suddenly you're looking for somebody to love you, to bail you out, okay? A couple of sports notes this morning, believe it or not. Hawks getting ready for their final game before All-Star weekend. They're taking on the Tankerbockers tonight.
The Tankerbockers.
All right, Knicker Tankers. I mean, you could go either way. Which one do you prefer?
We'll just go with the Knickerbockers. That's what they are.
Knicker Tankers, Tankerbockers. Which do you like better, A.T.?
You better call him the right name before you slip and say something you're not supposed to.
I was thinking that. I was like, ooh, John, and he went again. Like, whoa, that's a slippery slope right there. That's a slippery slope. Hey, it's early enough. Ain't nobody paying attention, hopefully.
See? My finger is.
Oh, you got it? You got it?
He didn't say nothing.
I didn't say nothing. I will say this. If you're thinking about Valentine's tonight and you want to do something different, there are, I know this is shock, but there are tickets available for the Knicks at Hawks.com.
As opposed to the Lakers?
Still, as opposed to the Lakers, all right? And you can get tickets available at Hawks.com. And think about this. Game's tonight at State Farm Arena. How about you show up at home suddenly, and she's like scowling a little bit, you know, kind of dropping the head and giving you the side
tickets.
Eye.
Tickets.
Like you didn't get her anything, and you go, honey, guess what? Happy Valentine's
Day. Wait a minute. They got something going on for the Hawks game tonight, too. They got a promotion, don't they? Like, I know there has to be something for Valentine's Day. I don't know what it is. Let me look it up on the on the website. Let me look it up on the website.
Do me a little favor. If you're going to go to the game tonight, don't propose at the game, okay?
Why not?
Oh, you know that's coming.
Because I don't know. I think that the proposal ought to be like, you know, I don't know. The whole in-game proposal
Listen,
thing.
Let me tell you. Gucci did it at the game.
I know Gucci did. But you know what?
And he's
Gucci.
He set the bar.
He's Gucci main.
He set it out of
right.
the stratosphere.
And plus he gave her a rock the size of Gibraltar. I mean.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's Gucci. I mean, that's because that's he's branding himself. It's part of what Gucci is. It's not what you are.
Somebody,
right?
But somebody's going to get married at the game because they want everybody to know that they're in love.
Yeah, but you know what? We've seen it happen before. I just want to caution you. We've seen it happen before where the girl says no. It happened at a baseball game one time, and the guy proposed, and she looked down, and they had the camera on, and she just shook her head, went no, and turned around and walked away, and everybody went, oh, my God. So you either better be super sure or be careful, or maybe you just kind of pass on that concept, right? A lot of big NFL news, too. Big quarterback traded yesterday, and what ESPN says about the moves the Falcons ought to make in the offseason. We'll talk about that next. We'll actually get into some sports today on this Valentine's Day. John Hugh, Daryl, and AT, and the whole gang.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere. On Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now. At Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
You know what the bad part about today is, John? You're not going to get a reservation anywhere. You're not going to be able to go eat anywhere today.
Senior year in high school for me, I think. 78, right? John Paul Young. No, that's why I'm going to pizza. I don't need no reservation.
No, but it's like over my way, it's gonna be annoyingly packed today. I don't plan on leaving the house anytime soon. I probably, you know, but I will get me some eggs so I can throw them at people that are holding hands.
Yeah, that's good.
And boo them as they walk past. Boo! Boo!
I don't have the problem with the booing thing. I think the booing thing is probably good.
Boo your love.
The egg thing might get you in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, the egg thing might get me. But I will boo you. I am going to boo. Big black guy outside booing folks, they're going to be really like, hey, oh my gosh, what is he doing?
Look, just make sure you're not wearing that 92.9 again sweatshirt.
Yeah, I got to take it off. I was like, there's some guy out here booing us. I don't know why.
Like that'll make Hugh anonymous.
Boo! 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 I'm just getting my boos ready. My fan boo.
See, it's because you don't have a boo. That
and then I'm going to have a, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a flag.
No boo means boo?
Basically. And I'm going to get a flag, John. And it's going to have a heart on it and an X through the heart.
Man.
and a finger, one of those phone fingers.
You're going to get one of those tattoos love, no, that has ma'am. The sword through the heart?
No,
thing, you know?
No, I'm going to get, no. You know, like,
a
remember,
drop of blood
you remember Al Bundy? No, ma'am. I'm going to give me a shirt that say no, ma'am on it.
I do no, remember ma'am. That.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going in.
It is a, yes, there is sports on this Thursday, which is what it is, too. Football gods spoke yesterday. John Elway made a trade. We're going to get a little bit more into this with some of the other quarterback moves that are going to probably take place. But just kind of your first blush here, Hugh. Joe Flacco goes to Denver, and the reaction is not good overall. I think a lot of Broncos fans are not happy. But they don't think that Joe Flacco is necessarily an upgrade over Case Keenum.
Why not? I don't understand. I mean, Joe Flacco has done something that Case Keenum hasn't been able to do. Taking the team to the Super Bowl and won it.
Well, but I think, let me ask you this.
And he's 10-5 as far as playoff wins.
Let me ask
playoff
you this.
Playoff games won.
Just generally, broadly, who would you rather have, Joe Flacco or Nick Foles?
Between the two?
Yep.
Being a prisoner of the moment, Nick Foles.
Me too.
Nick Foles, being a prisoner of the moment, but the price probably was too high.
Yeah, and it may have been.
And you're talking about they gave up a fourth-round draft pick
for Joe Flacco. I think what Broncos fans were thinking was more, you've got Case Keenum, let's go draft a quarterback. You know,
oh, this is—he's a bridge guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco's a bridge guy,
and they may still draft a quarterback.
They might to develop, but this is the way that I look at this move.
If they can unload Keenum,
they're going to be looking for a trade partner for him. But they're looking at this move is, I think Joe Flacco makes them a contender in the West. I think it does.
Well, you know, it's been revolving door quarterbacks there for so long. I mean, the one that obviously worked was Peyton Manning. But, I mean, ever since Jake Plummer showed up, remember? I mean, it has been revolving door in Denver for forever. I mean, Manning's the one that worked. But you had Plummer, you had Tebow, you've had, you know, I mean, a litany of – I'd have to go back and see. I bet there have been 10 quarterbacks. You know, Paxton Lynch obviously did not work. But, you know, I think he's just a placeholder. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sitting here, John, and I'm trying to remember all the quarterbacks that Denver has had. They've had a few.
Look it up. Let's Google it.
They've had a few. What did you say? Did you say Jay Cutler?
Here, let's go through this. All right. Let's see. Since Elway left, which what his last year was 98.
Jake Plummer?
Here's who they've had as their starting quarterbacks. Brian Griese, Gus Verratt, Jake Plummer. Jay Cutler, Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow, Peyton Manning, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Case Keenum.
Yeah, that's a lot of quarterbacks.
And Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, they've had a few.
Yeah.
And really only one's worked, you know, and that was, of course, Peyton Manning. And in those years, of course, he won a Super Bowl, and that's the only one that's worked. And interestingly enough, when they got Manning, I don't know if anybody remembers this, when they got Peyton Manning, they picked him up. A lot of us, including me, said, man, Peyton Manning should never play again. You're because I was worried about his neck.
Yeah, and just think if he'd have did that, he would have never had an opportunity to win another Super Bowl.
Right, I know. And he was okay, because I was just concerned for him. When you start dealing with neck injuries in football, and that is, you know, that was back in the days, that was like 7 years ago, back in the days when you could still touch the quarterback. Not no more, of course. You get, you know, you put your hand on the quarterback and it's a penalty. We know that now. ESPN has come out and said this is what the Falcons need to do in the offseason. And they have five things the Falcons need to do. You know, I'm just going to go through and tell me, we can go through these one by one. This is what the ESPN and Bill Barnwell said the Falcons need to do, okay? Number one, negotiate a pay cut or release Vic Beasley Jr. And I guess my question is, do you think that they will do that?
They're trying to figure out how to do it, I think. You know, a lot of stuff that they're potentially going to be able to do, they're not going to try to do to probably the beginning of the league year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in March, next month. So, yeah, I think that's been something that's been kicked around.
See, I don't think that, you know, even if they want to negotiate a pay cut with Vic Beasley, if I'm Vic's agent, I think for the most part, I'm just saying, look, you've already picked up his option. What's he going to make, 12 and a half, something like that?
Yeah.
I think I'm just saying, nah, we'll play out this
one. No, yeah, that's the sentiment. No doubt. That's the sentiment when it comes to, you know, potentially what's going to happen with Vic Beasley. I wouldn't take a pay cut either if I'm Vic Beasley. But if I'm the Falcons, I'm going to ask. See, this is the problem. Because you know Thomas Dimitroff and those guys are smart enough to know, is especially who they're dealing with. Because who is that? His agent, Todd France?
I'd have to look.
I think it is Todd France. But if it is Todd France, they have to know that when you come at them and ask them to take a pay cut, he's probably not going to take it, and he's probably going to move on. Yeah, it is Todd France. Okay. He's probably going to have to move on. So you have, before you come to him and say that, John, you have to be fully prepared for what's about to happen.
Okay. Number two is address the guard spot. That's pretty obvious. Number three is ESPN says the Falcons ought to just franchise Grady Jarrett.
Nah, you don't want to make him mad. I mean, Grady Jarrett has done nothing outside of be spectacular for you to franchise him. You franchise guys that where you can't meet in the middle, or you can't come to terms on the deal. This should be a no-brainer. Grady Jarrett has been the best thing on the defensive line since he's gotten here. Grady Jarrett's looking close to making, what, $84 million a year?
Something like that.
$84 million total, five-year deal, something like that?
Something like that.
Get a man his money. He deserves that.
And number four, extend Julio Jones. That's a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
And number five, find a new receiving back. Now, we don't know yet what's going to happen with Tevin Coleman. We're making assumptions that in about a month from now, when the league year begins, the free agency opens, that Tevin Coleman will be on another team. And the one thing we don't know is trust are the current and extended health of Devontae Freeman, because there is, rightfully among most Falcons fans, some concern. Devontae Freeman is somewhat injury prone, and the concussions, probably more so than anything else, do concern you. Do the Falcons need to get another running back? The question is, can they trust Ito Smith and Brian Hill? I don't know the answer to that.
I think they're going to look.
I think they're going to look. I think they ought to draft one. I've said that if Benny Snell is there, there's going to be guys in like the third and fourth round, which is where they found Freeman and in that kind of area. Guys like Benny Snell out of Kentucky, Divine Ozigbo out of Nebraska, who is a really good back. You know, they're going to be really good running backs that are going to be available in the third and fourth round kind of slots, that you don't have to necessarily go, you know, one, two, or even three, unless you really love Benny Snell, and maybe because he might be a third rounder, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do love Benny Snell, you take him. And at this point, I think getting another running back in here is a foregone conclusion. They're going to bring somebody in, so might as well draft one if you really like one. And keep this in mind. The AAF is going to create some stars. The AAF kind of changes the equation a little bit. We're going to see guys pop in the AAF, and teams are going to start going after them, Hugh.
You know what, John? I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's probably going to be this year. Maybe towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're still trying to learn themselves. Because the one thing that jumped out to me about the AAF, it was exciting to watch, and I watched it, you know, and tried to be as fair as I possibly could, but they're lacking a little bit as far as their offensive timing and everything. they're still trying to work the kinks out. But I agree that eventually there are going to be some guys that are going to make that transition from the AAF to the NFL.
By the time the draft comes, you're going to have, and you know, by the time free agency comes, you're going to be 5 games into the AAF season. I'm going to tell you that March 13th, that league year opens up. There are going to be NFL teams that offer deals to AAF players.
Okay. Okay.
That will happen.
Okay.
Because they're going to have an area of need, and they're going to have enough.
I see what you're saying, and there are probably going to be some guys that they're going to look at, and they're going to say, you know, hey, you know, coming to camp, what could it hurt? Camp bodies. Yeah. I got you.
So it'll be an interesting dynamic that you have to add to the normal free agency of the NFL, okay, and to the draft, is what does the AAF offer in terms of camp bodies or even, you know, whoever there'll be an MVP of the AAF. An offensive MVP and a defensive MVP. My guess is guys like that might even be offered straight up contracts. You know, so you might get some free agency to come out of the AAF. And so much so, Hugh, I think you're going to find, because really, what is the AAF? It's those camp bodies, right?
Yeah.
And so on display.
You know what? But I guess when you said pop, I thought I'm thinking more so somebody's going to come in to the NFL and make some noise this year. That's what I was thinking.
Well, you never know. I mean, could. I guarantee you this, if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, I'm looking at the offensive line of these 8 teams and seeing if there's a guard, you know, that can, you know, I'm watching a lot of AAF tape, that's for sure. And I'm starting to scout those guys. Hawks get ready to host the worst team in the NBA. But it's your chance to get an easy ticket for Valentine's Day tonight at Hawks.com. Talking a little bit about where the Hawks are and what's ahead? Dominique Wilkins, by the way, top of the hour. The interview with Neek with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely a fan. How can you not be a fan?
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Isn't this called the Love Orchestra or something like that?
Love Unlimited.
Love Unlimited. That's
Love
what it is.
Unlimited Orchestra.
Featuring the Love theme.
Ain't that the Love Boat?
No, this is not the Love Boat. Barry White produced this, bro.
Yeah.
Love That's
boat.
Right.
Love the, boat.
But it sounds like it'd be a Love Boat theme. At some point during the day, you should play Love Boat.
All right, DJ Hugh Douglas, I got
the
you back.
Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
You think my job is easy, don't you?
Look, if it means Daryl needs to play that to stop you from singing, play it, Daryl.
No, that means he's going to sing it more. Yeah.
And love. Life's sweetest reward. Y'all know that. You love the theme to the Love Boat.
You should do that Saturday.
Yes.
For your speech.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, do that at the college football event.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Let's see how that rolls. Yeah.
They would love to hear me speak. So that doesn't sound the same?
Heck no.
A little bit.
Nah, man, this don't have no soul in it, bro.
Well, I see what you're saying, you're a music director, but you know, to the layman, it sounds about the same.
Exciting and new.
Yeah, all right. I see, exciting and new, right? What happens when it's not exciting or
We're
new?
Expecting you.
We're expecting you.
Yeah, this was the jam. Come on, man.
Who was the singer? What was his name? Jack Jones or something like that? Or something
don't
like
know.
That, right?
Don't know. I'm not against love. I'm not. I know it might sound like that for the most part, but that's not the case.
Well, when you get married,
I ain't getting married, John. I ain't getting married, Quentin. And I would appreciate if you stop saying that. You know you disrespected me when you keep saying I'm gonna get married again.
Not disrespecting you. I just
no, John. You are. You're being real disrespectful when you say that.
No. I'm just saying because I think that
no, ain't nobody getting married again.
Yeah.
That's pay. You know what marriage is, man? Paperwork. Paperwork. I ain't trying to do no more paperwork. Nah.
We can't even get you to read your work email, let alone.
You know what? Speaking of that.
There's that.
This I mean, one.
That's hey, a you know really what? Good point, T.
I need to go into the work portal.
Look, see what I'm saying?
I need to go into the work portal and get these vacation days.
God.
I keep forgetting to do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that today.
Just stay
do it now.
Stay out of the love portal, okay?
That's all. I ain't getting in the love portal. That ain't going to happen. That's paperwork. I ain't doing no more paperwork.
Again, a great Valentine's gift for you to do is to go to, when you get to work today, to go to Hawks.com and score a couple of tickets to the game tonight and go see the Hawks. Did we determine Tankerbockers or Knickertankers?
No, we left Knickertankers alone.
Told you. I'm telling you. Well, what?
We all left it alone. We left that one alone.
Name one player on the Knicks right now. One.
DeAndre Jordan.
There it is.
And I had to look that one up. I forgot. Because everybody was like, wait a minute, DeAndre Jordan's with the Knicks? Yeah, he went in that trade with Kristaps Porzingis.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kevin Knox, he blammed on Ben Simmons last night.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
And the young cat running the point. Who's the young cat running the point?
They've lost like 72 games in a row.
They have Dennis Smith Jr. up there, too.
Yeah, he's running the point, right?
Yeah. Well, now they do. Yeah.
Well, with Jordan.
To be correct, John, they've lost 19 straight.
Yeah, 19 straight. Yeah, they bad. They're pretty bad.
Yeah. Well,
is it safe to say the Hawks should get this game tonight?
Well, you would think.
They better.
Yeah.
They're at home against the Warriors.
But it is the day before the All-Star, before everybody started to make their way
right,
to Charlotte.
Right, and you know, you never know, I guess, in the NBA. But the Knicks are certainly going to try and lose.
No, I think they try to win. They just don't have, you know, they don't have that chemistry.
I think they're actually trying to lose because they want Zion. See, in the Knicks world, if you're the Knicks, what do you want? You want Zion, you know, right?
But this is the thing that – see, this is what I don't understand about tanking in air quotes in basketball. Because even if you're not guaranteed
to get the
number one pick.
No, you're not.
But guaranteed to get more ping pong balls than the ping pong ball thing.
You think the NBA is going to – do you think the NBA in the lottery is going to suddenly magically give Cleveland the number one pick over the Knicks? I'm just telling you, I think that – am I a bit conspiracy theorist?
How many? I will say this, and I'm going to look this up. How many actual – the team that has the worst record, how many times have they actually gotten the number one overall pick in the history of the NBA?
You know, I actually did the numbers on that about a year ago. And it's not as often as you think.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I want to say it's like close to half the time, but not.
I would venture to say probably not even that. Only time I can remember where the lottery worked out in a team's favor was two times in like a 5-year span. It worked out for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kyrie Irving and LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Patrick LeBron James too. First. Well, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, but that
from
was
my
rigged.
Recollection.
I mean, we all know that was rigged, right? I mean, we know that was rigged because the Knicks were like the 7th team or something like that year. That like they weren't even close to the number one number of ping pong balls.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
we all think that was rigged, and the NBA can never shake that. Even if it wasn't, the NBA can't shake it because it just stunk to high heaven. But the NBA needs the Knicks to be good. They desperately need the Knicks to be good.
No, it would be nice if the Knicks were good. I don't think the Knicks are hurting for cash though. I mean, you know, you talking about a game last night. Who was that when Joel Embiid came to town? The Sixers came to town, and no, that wasn't at the Sixers. That wasn't at the Knicks game. Was it at the Knicks game? Yeah, because Joel Embiid almost hit Regina King in the top of the dome. And it looked like it was like stars still go watch the Knicks play, John. I mean, it's not like they don't go see the Knicks play. Like, that's one place that is hallowed ground as far as basketball is concerned. And people still go regardless to who's there because it's like a cornucopia of who's who. In the music industry, celebrity, all that stuff. I mean, that's kind of how it is there.
Well, the Knicks are going to try and get instantly good next year. They have two max spots, which means they could, in theory, the Knicks could set themselves up, and they have to have ping pong balls bounce their way with Zion Williamson, you know, Klay Thompson, and who knows, you know, a third guy. Suddenly they could have. Or maybe Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. I mean, I don't know how it all works out, but they could end up with three of those Zion and two megastars on their team and suddenly have a club that, you know, it looks like it is. Now, there are some people who will tell you, by the way, that for all of Zion, that R.J. Barrett is the better player, okay, at Duke. And if you haven't watched Duke play this year, you've seen a lot of highlights maybe of Zion because he's a highlight machine, but if you watch R.J. Barrett play at Duke, R.J. Barrett can play, okay? R.J. Barrett is good. He's the kind of guy that, you know, somebody, oh, we got R.J. Barrett? Dude, you got R.J. Barrett. He can flat play. You're going to really like it. He's going to be a star in his own right. So, and Duke has got a lot of those guys. I mean, Cam Reddish can play. I mean, they've got really good talent.
They got probably, what, the top the top three picks in the NBA draft coming up this season.
Three of the top five. You know, a lot of people like the idea of Bol Bol, Manute's son Bol Bol, I know. But he got injured and is out for the year, so we're not getting a chance to really see him play right now in college basketball. But when you're 7'3 and you can run the floor.
You know, it's funny, speaking of 7'3 and big men, I know he's only, what, 16? But Mutombo's son, Ryan. Ryan's starting to make a little bit of noise in basketball right now. Had a chance to talk to Mutombo last week, and he said, I can't be more prouder of my son than I am now. That was pretty cool.
No, no, no.
Yes. Hey, you have the foam finger in there still, the no, no, no finger. You should take a picture of that. Dominique Wilkins, greatest dunker of all time? In my opinion, yes. Ask him about what he's schooling John Collins on. We'll talk to Dominique. Have that interview for you as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.